That monolith. Have you seen that?
Yeah, what the hell is that?
All right, so first it appeared in Utah, right, in the desert.
Yeah.
Right, and this big giant silver boner coming out of the
Definitely
ground.
Definitely stick out, yes.
Then it disappeared, and then now there's a second one in Romania.
In Romania!
The hell?
What's the deal? So I didn't do this story when it first broke because I just thought this is an artist being clever.
Yes.
Let's talk to Nick, the science guy from the Connecticut Science Center. What do you think?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Nick.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
All right, thank you. thank you, Nick.
That's his official opinion.
That was Nick, the science guy. Thank
science
you.
Science has no answer.
That is my official take on that.
Right.
Yeah. So we're just going to call it weird.
Yeah, well, the story behind it is pretty interesting. These biologists for the Bureau of Land Management found it flying around in their helicopter. They were counting bighorn sheep. And there they spotted it, and they had no idea what was going on. But it turns out it's a little less mysterious. It's not aliens, first of all.
Oh, damn it.
Are
put
we
it there.
Sure?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, sheep.
There's a lot.
We went from it's not to pretty sure. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Conspiracy. By the end of this interview, I'll say, okay, it is.
Conspiracy.
Some amateur sleuths have gotten to the bottom of it on Reddit. And
Reddit, forget about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people with a lot of time on their hands. Yeah, they figured something out. They figured out that Westworld. Have you seen that show?
Yeah.
It was filming around that area. This happens to be like a popular spot for Hollywood to make for their productions. Like that movie, 127 Hours, was filmed in that location. So anyway, the going theory is that it's a prop left behind from the set of Westworld.
Oh.
But now there's one in Romania.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Romania one, I got nothing. That's
is there a Romanian Westworld?
Maybe
East
there's
World.
A Romanian Westworld. I don't know.
It's Eastworld.
Someone's being funny.
Wow.
That's Eastworld. That'd be a good spinoff.
Yep.
Imagine being the guy that left the prop.
Yep. Oh, boy.
You see the story, you're like, oh, boy. I knew I forgot something.
Middle of the night, you drive out there, pick it up. Woo-hoo, no one's here.
I felt like there was some extra room in the truck.
Damn it.
it's illegal. This is a federal land, so it's illegal to put stuff there. So maybe it's some guy who was afraid of getting in trouble, so he went up in the middle of the night to grab that monolith he left behind.
I would.
Yeah,
right,
because
it disappeared. And then did anyone explain that?
Well, all we know is that it appeared around like August 2015, sometime between August 2015 and October 2016 by analyzing historical satellite data. So they saw this appear, you know, when it wasn't before, around August. So it must have been when they were setting up the set of Westworld.
Wouldn't we have that? Wouldn't they say, all right, here's a satellite image of them making a TV show,
right?
And now here's 6 months later, a satellite image of this shiny thing. Well, that makes sense,
right?
They don't have that though.
Done and done.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, they're able to see that there's an object there. They didn't know how long it took to get, you know, assembled or anything like that, but they knew it within that time period. It must have been installed.
And now it's gone, and no one
and
knows
now it's
where
gone.
It went.
Like a flash.
I don't
no one
know.
Knows.
Scrap
that
mill
is
guy
still a mystery.
Yep.
The culprit is on the loose.
How do you approach something like that, right? You got to put on your spacesuits.
You would.
Right?
Yep. Can't take
gotta
chances.
You got to have cables
Bring
to
your
pull you
counter.
Back.
Right.
Yeah, you got to have cables to pull you back in case the thing is trying to suck you into some weird black hole.
Well, first throw a rock at it.
Like Independence Day.
Right. Right. Who do you send up to it first?
The new
right?
guy.
The new guy.
Yeah,
new
of
guy.
Course it's the new guy.
Right,
yeah.
The new guy. There's, and say, throw a rock at that
footage,
for a second.
Yeah.
Throw a rock at that. You're
I saw the still of it. They're like in these jumpsuits, right?
Were they a jumpsuit? I saw a video of them approaching it, and they were like just laughing it off. They were not concerned. I don't think they thought they were going to get abducted by aliens or
one
anything
guy
like
peed
that.
Behind it. Yep.
Even still, how do you not set up a camera to like once you locate it and you know it's there? How do you not put a camera there to see
some
what comes back for it?
They should have. They should have. Right, that's an oversight.
Yeah, some guy in a rusty old Camino picked it up and took a scrap metal.
That's an oversight.
Chill, Jordan, Arizona. I got $15 for that scrap metal. Yeah. Wait.
They're too busy counting the sheep, I think.
Yes.
I mean, that does seem weird that they didn't put a camera. Like, someone's going to come for this.
Looking
set
back.
Up a camera.
Yeah, they should have called Phil.
Hmm.
Yeah, total missed opportunity.
It's such a remote location that they did not even broadcast the, you know, location of. You had to know that whoever put it there is going to come back for it once it makes the news.
Right. And there were no tire tracks left behind?
Right.
Something.
Nothing?
There had to be something.
Yeah. That's mysterious to me, too. Like, I mean, yeah, you know, be like Pocahontas and, you know, try to find the tracks or something. But no, they have no idea where the people went that took it away.
Can you imagine if those initial people approaching that just, boom, you hear,
a different dimension
and they're gone,
right?
Can you imagine that?
Where are they? The year 2025.
Apparently no one can imagine that.
The year 2025.
No one can imagine it. It's unimaginable.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
No, but that would shift the focus of the planet, right?
It would.
If like someone was just zapped like halfway across the universe all of a sudden for no reason.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Let's do it that way. They don't just disappear. Yeah. Right. It goes whoop. And then these guys end up in Romania.
Right.
Oh, that's what. Yeah, that's right. Portal to Romania. Yeah.
Right. That's it.
I mean, it was made of stainless steel and epoxy, so I don't know how, and probably filled with insulation. So I don't know how how special this thing is, but who knows? Maybe there's some crazy alien technology behind the
Democratic headquarters. What happened?
In the end, it all turns into like a tourism ad for come to Romania.
Yeah.
Come to Romania.
Right. Eat the lettuce.
Oh,
visit
boy.
The monolith.
Nick, the science guys, I were talking about that monolith in Utah. It appeared, disappeared, and now there's one in Romania. Here's the other story we have for you we want to ask you about.
To ponder.
It's this black hole. That Milky Way black hole, and apparently the Earth is closer than we expected.
Milky Way.
No, are we going to get sucked up?
Yum.
Now,
Milky Way dark.
Did the science guy just say yum?
Yes.
Yes.
Apparently he likes Milky Way.
Yeah,
like
it made
I do.
Me think of Milky Way bars.
Milky Way.
My favorite.
Mine too.
Yeah. We're not getting sucked into a black hole or anything like that. It just happens to be that our model of the Milky Way was sort of inaccurate. We didn't know how close we in fact were to the black hole. We now have a better idea because of the work of some scientists using some radio telescopes. So we are 25,000 light years near this black hole before we thought we were 27,000.
No. Do we worry now or what?
So nothing to worry about.
We're not getting sucked in. We're going around the black hole. We're not going to fall into it. That's not going to happen.
How do we really know, though?
If you go to throw a football and it goes really, really far than usual,
then you know the black hole got it.
Right.
Have we tried to send stuff in?
Where'd my hat go?
It's too far away, right?
That is way too far away. We're not. Yeah, the farthest object we've sent out is like just beyond the edge of the solar system. Which, isn't even next to the nearest star, which is 4 light years away. And we're talking 25,000.
My hair's been tall lately. Does that matter? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're not even anywhere close to sending something to this thing. But we can get pictures of it.
Man,
last year we did
amazing.
Get a picture of the black hole.
That's
which is
nuts.
Pretty exciting.
Like a selfie.
You ever look at the moon and say, wow, everyone through the course of the history of this planet has looked at that same moon?
Yeah.
Like everybody who's been on this planet has looked at that moon.
We went there and parked on it.
Right. It's not like that's our moon. That's brand new. We just put that up there.
Right. Yeah.
You know, the bulb went
dinosaurs.
Out, right, back in 64. We had to screw another one in.
Right. Dinosaurs saw it,
Dinosaurs.
They did.
Exactly. Cavemen.
As far as we know, it's always been there.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
That's true. All right, Nick, the science guy, thanks for coming on. I know we're talking to you next week during the Toy Drive week.
We are very excited for that.
Smooth.
Thank you, brother. Nick, the science guy, Connecticut Science Center. He's an educator and space expert.